Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. Today's guest is Steve Jordan, the founder and executive director of the Polaris Music Prize, an annual award that recognizes creativity and diversity in Canadian music. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So congratulations on the 8th year of the Polaris Music Prize. How do you feel about how it all went down?
I thought it went just swimmingly. We had a lot of viewers online, both during the show and after the fact, surpassed our expectations, and certainly the reaction from the winner helped to get us even more international attention than in previous years, which has been fairly consistently big. So, yeah, it was an exciting year.
Yeah, and so you're talking about Godspeed You Black Emperor, who won.
Correct.
How do you feel about their response?
I mean, we feel like we would about any response from any winner, that they're free to say their piece and free to speak their mind. You know, we like to think that Polaris attracts these kinds of artists who are outspoken, and we don't really have an issue with it.
Yeah, because I mean, they sort of, what they did basically was accept the award, but sort of come down hard on the size of the gala, the scope of it, Toyota being a sponsor. Some people have been talking about the fact that if they felt that way, they should have declined the nomination because they still benefited from all the press, the publicity, and then when they came down to it, they weren't that grateful. How do you feel about that?
Oh, they're entitled to do as they please. I don't really have any opinion on that one way or another. I'm happy that they came out with a statement and reacted to it. They have it sort of proved to people how actually big a following they have around the world. And not just a big following, but a following amongst, you know, real intelligent music fans around the world. So their reaction actually helped the cause of the Polaris and helped focus attention on all of our nominees. So, yeah, I mean, the other stuff I don't have a comment on. They're entitled to their views.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Well, I went to the NAC salon this year, and I heard you talk. And just from what I understand about how the prize, the winner is determined, you seem to personally have a fairly hands-off approach. And I'm just wondering, do you ever want to get out there and voice your opinion and say who your favorite is?
Oh, of course, always. I'm always biting my tongue. I'm always holding back. I love the people on our jury from far and wide, and they all bring a different set of everything to their decision making process, and it's just so interesting to hear them debate their views, even if I disagree with their views. You know, if Parliament were more like how Polaris ran its jury, it would be less embarrassing than it is now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
People are very respectful of opposing views. People have opposing views and aren't shy to express them, but you know, there's definitely respect for people from across the aisle in terms of music opinion. Maybe it's just because it is music opinion and not political opinion, but you know, things do get heated, but I think they arrive at decisions that everyone can support because they realize that everyone was free to express themselves. And again, back to the Godspeed thing. I mean, that's how we run our award. You know, it's an open thing. People are free to say what they please, when they please. The only time we're really going to step in and comment is if there is a point of fact that someone has incorrect, and then we'll step in and go, actually, you have that wrong. You know, for instance, Polaris is not just an emerging artist award, or Polaris is not just an independent artist award. We've never said that. We've never stated that. It may be that a lot of our winners and nominees have been independent. That may have a person, you know, mistakenly think that that's what we are, but that's not what we are.
Yeah. Well, and that brings me to, I was talking to Ben Wilson, who's part of Orienteers and who's also a fellow Kick-Ass Canadian. And he was talking about, you know, the fact that the prize, it's showcasing artists regardless of sales history. So if you were to grow the prize in the future, what would you want to give the artists? What do you think they would most need and want, given that there's such a range? Some of them are independent, some of them are quite successful already.
You know, this award isn't really about providing a need for the artist other than recognition for their work. That's really what it's about. The cash money, you know, first prize is a bonus in essence, you know, for winning. But, you know, we specifically just hand over the money and they do it as they please, because, you know, some may take a charity angle with it. Others may really need it, but it's not about the need of the winner.
Okay. It's about the music.
It's about the music. It's about, and it's about music being considered just purely for its qualities, not for its, not for its potential to be popular,
yeah.
You know, and, certainly artists get a big sales bump, after they've, you know, after they win, and a lot of times after they've been shortlisted, and there are benefits, but those benefits come from, I think, how we determine our shortlisted winners. But it's really, you know, our objective is just, we keep it very simple, and any benefits that come out of it afterwards are, again, a bonus.
Well, if people want to learn more, they can go to PolarisMusicPrize.ca. Steve, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, and best of luck with 2014.
Cheers.